Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae.
And it's going to be a beautiful day.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. The beautiful day.
We've got a forecast of high 70s today and tomorrow.
Ow, ow, ow.
So, yeah.
How'd you hear that forecast? Must have been in the mighty 1150 right. KKNW. The mighty Benny. He does great.
I'm coming for your spot, Benny.
Oh, you are not.
So try and take advantage of that. Go and get some sun outside. If you're still working from home, like so many of us are, try and set up shop outside. You know, just soak up that,
Vitamin D? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And also protect, though, too. Don't go overboard.
Right. SPF is your friend.
Did you just say we're
skin
sensitive?
Cancer is definitely real.
We're sensitive.
So let's go ahead and jump into a quick recap.
Okay. This weekend.
All right, you got to bring your microphone up, girl. Can't quite hear you much.
Sorry, I thought that I was too loud last time. So
oh, no, you're good now. You don't move.
So this weekend, we went to some Amish. Rented at a little Airbnb or VRBO over there, and we had a really great view of Lake Sammamish. That was really peaceful,
beautiful,
and fun. And we did a lot of little like self-care crafts and paintings and stuff like that. It was a nice little getaway. I wish we would have had less little difficulties, but
yeah.
I have a question about that real fast. So was it easy to like book it? Because I know a lot of people are kind of looking into that now. Was it easy, difficult? Give us a little.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because we were kind of talking about it all week and we were kind of like humming and hawing and we couldn't really, we originally were looking at like Washington, try to find like a beach house, like a house or something, Chelan. And literally like, we booked it on Friday for Saturday through Monday. So it was really easy to book once we found what we wanted. And oddly enough, like they didn't really give us any kind of crazy instructions or whatnot about COVID or like, you know, it wasn't anything to where it was like, don't touch us or talk to us. And like, you know, it wasn't a scary thing.
They proceeded on like it was just a normal transaction.
Yeah, it literally felt,
that's good.
Except for, get this, their internet was not working.
Ugh.
So we were literally forced to like become one with nature.
The world crushes around you. You can't attach yourself to it.
Yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, good and bad, but I mean, you are kind of maybe stepping away. Maybe they did that on purpose. Like,
right.
If you're going to break away, we're not going to let the internet pull the internet.
It only like messed us up because we had a podcast that we featured on this on Sunday and I was like, we can't do this here because I have to connect this to Zoom and it's probably gonna drop in the middle of the episode.
So luckily Sammamish isn't too far from where we live.
Yep.
So it was okay.
Good.
Let's see. I've been dealing with a lot of like fun family stuff. One of my brothers is expecting a baby.
Yay, cool.
Yeah.
First, second.
I'm gonna be an auntie again.
I'd be more than one then.
My mom has like 5 kids.
Okay.
And her oldest already has 3 kids. So
got it.
I was born an aunt, actually, fun fact.
I love it.
So we got together. I have another brother who doesn't live here and he happened to be in town. So it was something that my mom and family kind of wanted to do like together. We called it an uncle/gender reveal.
Ah.
So we told our one brother that he's going to become an uncle, and we also did the gender reveal. So found out that my brother is having a baby boy.
Yeah! Yay! Go blue!
Yeah. So we're going to welcome another nephew into the family. This makes, my mom only has one biological granddaughter at this point. All the rest are grandsons.
Was there anything fun for the gender reveal or was it just quickly announce it? Because so many people are doing fun things these days.
Right. So we had a whole bunch of ideas. Like, I wanted to do a cake, like a bundt cake, and then fill the middle with, like, the colored
that's a good
beads or candy or something.
Safe. Very safe.
We didn't really have time to do that. Ah. So what my mom did was she went and got those, like, hologram colored balloons and then put them in a box. And so they did the one where you open up the box and then the colored balloons come pop up.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. It was really, really cute. So
not too
my
long.
My brother's super excited.
Yeah, not too long ago, I wanted to just bring it up. Did you hear about the fire that was started by the, there was a family in California, I believe. It literally sparked like a $8 million fire.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
no.
they had some big explosion and it was dry grass and it caught the grass on fire and it went.
Oh,
yeah. So it's like, think about stuff.
That's one expensive gender reveal.
Exactly. So you think about, you know, before you pull the act, because I mean, now other people do, like, you know, a balloon, they'll fill it with something and, like, they hit it with a baseball or something like that, or a baseball bat or something like that. Those are pretty safe. You can't go wrong with that, other than the person swinging is going to keep missing. So you got to make sure they can hit. So,
and I've seen that too, where people just cannot hit the ball.
Yeah, you're like, oh, please just throw it right at them.
The idea that I really wanted to do was filling up balloons with paint and throwing them at, like, a canvas. But
that's cool.
We were short on time. So we did the balloons. And
it's
understandable. Yeah, everyone was happy. We were in the backyard, social distancing.
Sweet,
so
yeah.
It all worked out.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little quiet
Shante's
over
laughing.
There. Yeah,
is
she's
it because
so quiet.
I'm like, yeah, am I specifying?
I've already heard all of this, so
yeah,
it's
that's
like.
True.
Then maybe
she
fake
does live
it.
With me.
Fake
yeah,
it,
that's like our one caveat. I'm like, I hear all.
All right, well, thanks for bringing me up to speed then.
Yes, Vinny, you're now in the loop. All right, let's get into our icebreaker. We're going to play a riveting game of Would You Rather.
Ooh, I like the word choice. Riveting. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good one.
Okay.
Would you rather eat a meal of cow tongue or octopus?
I've had one. I haven't had the other.
Both.
Oh, really? You've had both?
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
Well, like, octopus is calamari. Is that the same thing?
That's squid. No? I mean, it's very similar to the, like, a delicacy, I guess.
So I would say probably I would prefer to do the octopus just because I think you can do more with it. And I've only ever had cow tongue on tacos.
Okay.
I've never had it otherwise.
So already prepared. What are we about raw? See, we should spin that question on top. See?
That changes everything.
That's how it should have been proposed.
Even for me.
I would still do the octopus because I can do sushi, which is all raw.
Okay. Yeah.
Raw cow tongue? I just feel like that's hard.
Just take a bite out of it. Arr.
Shante's face.
Gross.
You're like, too early for this.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good one.
I would probably go with octopus if we're talking raw, but I still wouldn't like it.
What about you, Benny?
I, to be honest, I could just do either. Just give it to me. I'll just go. It's a toss-up. It doesn't really matter. It's mine over matter.
Am I getting paid
anyways.
To eat them raw, too? That's the other thing. Yeah. If there's money involved, I will eat anything.
So
I will not eat anything.
I've been kind of like on one of those little rabbit holes online on YouTube and all the competitive eating and stuff like that. And the ones that just do some crazy stunts and all that. It's unreal on what people will do for just small amounts
little
of cash. Small amounts of cash, though.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy. But all right. Next question.
Ooh, I like this first one. Would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man?
Off top, Batman.
Oh, that was easy.
She was quick on the draw.
Yeah.
Batman's dope.
Yes, Spider-Man not dope?
That's dope.
Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider.
Batman's a rich guy vigilante who's got a bunch of cool toys, cars.
He lives two lives. Yeah.
A butler. Like,
so does Spider-Man. He lives two lives.
Not on that level, though.
That is cool. Spider-Man's like a high school teen.
True.
Bingo.
I want to be a rich adult. Okay.
My answer is biased because I grew up on Spider-Man. My brother, huge Spider-Man fan, you know, so like ultimately I feel like that just because I know more about Spider-Man. And well, no, Batman, he can fly from building to building with his gadgets,
not even powered.
That's the part that scares me though. He's human and he doesn't kill. Spider-Man kill? If he's the killer, man.
I think in theory they like us to think he doesn't kill. He just wraps people up in his web, but
and leaves them there for somebody else to take care of.
Come on.
I'm going to go with Batman. Yeah, I'm going to go with Batman, though. I'm with Shantae on this one, just because it's like he's cooler gadgets. He's still doing great things, gets rewarded, and he still lives like a normal life and actually a stellar life, to be exact. Yeah. You know?
How normal is it, though? Because he's trying to be Batman.
I mean, when he's Bruce Wayne, he's pretty regular. Like, not regular because he's rich, so it's like not anything that we can really speak to.
Yeah.
But, like, he goes to little events and stuff, and he dates and goes to nice dinners.
Hey, that's fair.
I'm like, dude.
I'm just thinking about,
like, Batman.
I've seen The Dark Knight. I've seen all of those like Batman movies, but The Dark Knight is sticking out to me in that aspect because he was having like a very nice, I don't know if it was like a fundraising event or something. And then remember the Joker came in and he was Bruce Wayne, but then all of a sudden he had to go and duck off and become Batman. Like, to me, it's just scary. Like, ooh.
Also, all the like hidden hallways, like he could just
That's true.
Go down a hall in his house,
push a wall, and all of a sudden there's a whole hidden layer.
Yeah, no, it's just too cool.
Now let me ask you this,
but
real quick.
Ben Affleck,
Christian Bale Batman, and what's Val Kilmer Batman?
Well, there's many.
That's true.
You have George Clooney, Val Kilmer.
He was a hot
Christian
one too.
Bale. You know.
The
Ben
George
Affleck,
Clooney
right?
Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting, and maybe it's just hot in here. But,
yeah, I think it's
probably just hot in here.
So kind of related to the Batman and the Spider-Man thing. Are you DC or are you Marvel?
I'm more of a Marvel. Well, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I love Wonder Woman and I love Batman, so I feel like I'm kind of inherently
loyal to
DC.
Them.
And of course, there's more. People on the DC, but like of movies that I've seen. But if we're talking movies that have been put out
Marvel.
That are good, Marvel.
All the way.
Marvel is so much better than DC.
I wanted DC to do what they did with like The Dark Knight and all that stuff. I wanted them to do that with all the other like DC characters. It was dark and raw and real. It reminded me of like how real and raw the Marvel movies are, even though Marvel's kind of verges on corny-ish. But DC with that Batman movie, I wanted them to do that with like all their characters. They did, I mean, Joker, that was another one that they did really well. Scary, but really well.
Love that movie. I was going to say something and I lost my train of thought.
I was going to be like, all right, well then would you rather like Joker or Riddler?
Oh, Joker.
Look,
I'm more familiar Shantae with Joker.
Was like, what? Like,
which Joker are we speaking?
There's a couple now.
Jack Nicholson.
Let's compare just the same age demo, because like Jack Nicholson, he's a lot older, and then you get to
Heath Ledger.
Yeah, who was Jim Carrey-ish with the Riddler?
Yes,
because wasn't he the Riddler?
Jim Carrey was the Riddler.
Right.
Yep.
And around the age was like their acting careers were really also taking off. So I would do those two rather than We know Jack's good, but he's just outside. Okay. That's like creeper status.
Yeah. He's right. Shantae sums it up with that one. She's just like wide-eyed.
Old man.
You want to do one more, Tay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather be a kid your whole life or an adult your whole life?
Kid.
Interesting.
Well, so, okay. An established adult or like me right now.
See, now we're reformulating it. Like that's not, you can't do that.
Right. So that's okay. So based off of the question, I'm going to say kid.
Because kids have more fun.
She's like,
that's
and
it. Yeah,
why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No
justification.
Just the, you know, less stress and responsibilities. And you look to your parents for everything. You don't have to have the tough decisions and conversations, and I would love to go back to that, you know, not having to be responsible for every single aspect of my life.
Okay.
Honest. That's honest.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Betty?
I'm going to go with adult.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, kids are fun. And all
I'm
that.
The outlier today.
I know. It's fine. I just, I don't know. I prefer, that's my answer. I don't know if I have real justification behind it, but I mean, we know now what we know. And before, you didn't really know a lot. And it's like, a lot of people may want to continue that, but like, nah, it's good to know some things.
I definitely would choose adult. And my reason is because I can do more things. Like, I'm freer. Like, you know, as a kid, yeah, your parents are taking care of you, but you can't go to on a spontaneous trip to Cabo as a kid just because you want to. And obviously, as a kid, you wouldn't know that. But like, you're like,
I don't know what I'm missing.
Your parents for everything. And now it's like, I'm an adult and I don't have to do that. I kind of just do what I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which... And like, yeah, adult,
I do what I want, whatever.
It definitely was a scam. Nobody set me up for this, but I would rather be an adult that's now just like enlightened to the fact that it's not all it was chalked up to be as a kid.
It's not always rainbows and butterflies, girl.
Yeah. Would you want to do another one or just go ahead and get into a quick little break?
Let's do a quick break. And then we'll jump into our review of the week.
It's time that you are heard. And I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we recapped our weekend and we played a fun game of Would You Rather. And now we're going to get into our review of the week. We're going to switch it up for the review of the week today because there's something we really want to talk about. That recently happened in the news, but new releases that you can look out for. Future dropped an album May 15th, so last Friday, called High Off Life. We've checked it out. Not great, but if you like Future, I say let's just give all music a try.
Right.
Sure.
And if you don't like it, skip it.
You know, we did majority of the skipping. That one.
I feel like he was really like trying hard. Like he was trying.
It just sounded like another album.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saying anything.
Nothing new.
Worth saying. Yeah.
Nothing new. It was. Just,
I heard Percocets, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, cool. True Future fashion.
From 2009 Percocets, 2010.
Yeah. Right.
Does anybody else find it really hard to believe that that's the lifestyle that he's leading anymore?
Yeah. I mean. I believe it because he's still having children left and right. So
drug
clearly.
Really? No. Listen. Drug use. Absolutely.
Oh.
Drug selling, I don't believe, which is a lot of what he raps about. Mm. I'm like, dude, you've got way too much to lose at this point.
You don't need to be doing all that, sir.
Because Future is the father of Sierra's baby, right?
With one of Sierra's children.
Okay, and then Sierra, we of course know, is with Russell Wilson, who's playing for the Seahawks. Okay, is there still that issue going on between still?
It's not really like an issue. Russell is future's dad.
It is, and I don't think they'll ever really like get along.
Right, but I mean, Russell's completely moved on. They've got another one on the way. They're or she already
she's
had it.
It
okay, she's almost. They posted, I know, not too long ago, of her like you know.
Yeah,
you know,
she's pretty big.
You know her and her posts. It's pretty,
right.
Like, oh, just me out here in the desert in like this like $9 million outfit and like, you know, whatever. Like, yeah, okay, you didn't
I
stage that
say,
at
like,
all.
A month after she announced that she was pregnant again, they did like a dance video to the Tootsie Slide. And she's like, of course, doing all her Sierra moves. And it's just kind of like, yeah, I'm real pregnant and I still got it. And
yeah.
I'm like, why do you have the rest of
I still
look so bad.
Feel I hate
I
to,
know, right?
Yeah. I still I'm not like, you know, sabotaging your storyline, but it's like I feel like she's still kind of like a class B.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Yet she's still living the solo maybe two hits she had. Like
what? Well, yes. Yeah.
But I
she's
mean,
not had anything as big as like 1-2 step and like and all that stuff. You know, she's had a few here and there enough to stay relevant. But she's not been a chart topper.
We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like one of those people who we root for, but she just can't catch any real traction.
But it's also
Tinashe.
Right. Well, then she's with now Russell Wilson. So it's like, you know, he's definitely getting a lot more traction.
Right.
And
oh, absolutely.
What they do. So, I mean, I get it. They're a power couple now. It's just how it works. I wonder if she's. It's hard for her to get let go of maybe the role she's had before. No, because that was her and Future's relationship. I mean, did they really?
Not, she wasn't, in a good place. Yeah, she's a completely different person than she was then.
Okay,
you know,
I didn't know.
I think
it
was
I didn't really follow
a bit of dysfunction.
Got it.
As soon as she met Russ, you know, like she became re-enlightened with like the Lord and religion and all that stuff. You know, so she's born again.
Okay.
In a way.
Cool.
All right, moving on.
So, yes, Future dropped an album.
Okay.
Russ also dropped an album called Shake the Snow Globe. Jacob Lattimore also dropped another album called C3. So check those out. I might take a listen to them and have a deeper review for you next week.
I definitely want to listen to Jacob Lattimore because you've talked about him multiple times, and I still don't really know who he is. And I'd be down to give him a shot.
It's funny because, like, I can't tell you a Jacob Lattimore song that I know, but I know that he's been around for a while.
Yeah. I just remember that dance video of him, like, going viral. And I just thought he was somebody who made a dance video that went viral.
I don't know if you remember this, but probably, like, 2-3 years ago, there was a movie with Jennifer Hudson. It was a Christmas movie. It was on Netflix. And she was like a single mother, and her kid ended up living with her pastor, father, and church going mother.
Okay.
Her son was Jacob Lattimore in that movie.
Oh, good
and
to
it's
know.
It's like a church movie, and there's a lot of singing.
A little gospel.
In that as well.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
So that's Jacob Lattimore. But I think, do you want to touch a little bit on Insecure episode, or do we want to just go into what we were going to talk about for review of the week?
Let's go into what we were going to talk about because we watch Insecure every week, and let's just dedicate some more time to what's important on this one.
Cool.
Again, we talked about Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor a few weeks ago, and Black men in America are continued to be murdered at the hands of the police, unarmed and unprovoked. This week, we want to highlight George Floyd. Say his name. George Floyd was trying to buy something, I guess. Somebody thought that maybe the check he was writing was a bad check. The police were called, which thus resulted in 4 police officers detaining him, an officer using his knee to detain him on his neck, thus resulting in him losing his life because he could not breathe. And if you guys have watched the video, we've seen the video. It's truly hard to watch because you can hear him
struggling,
begging and telling him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can hear him.
Everybody around is pleading for them to let him up and to stop. Like,
you know, and there was claims. They said that it was just justified because he was resisting or getting violent or something. And if you watch the film, there's different angles. He wasn't. He was sitting down. It's just really, really hard to watch, especially after we were subjected to watching the Ahmaud Arbery. We talked about Sean Reed and Sean Feuer, and we saw those. And it's just, when is enough going to be enough?
It's getting to the point where it feels like everybody is out to get Black people right now. Like, it feels like the prime time to go and punch Black people. And it's disturbing. And it's actually really hard as an African-American woman to just sit there and see all of this happening. It's heartbreaking. It's defeating. It's angering. Yeah. And it's like, no one understands what's going on in Minneapolis right now. People
it's
are
ridiculous
people
right now.
You know, I generally am like, we don't need to do that because violence
is never the answer.
You know, and like, two negatives don't make it right. But I feel everybody on this. I'm ready to riot. Like, if they wanted to set up a riot in the middle of Seattle for this, I would be there. Because when I say I'm personally tired of it, I'm like, I don't understand why this keeps happening and why it's so blasé. The way that police officer handled that situation was disgusting.
It truly is. It truly
then,
is.
Was it the initial officer or all four have been
fired?
Right?
All four of them, okay. Yes.
But, as they should have.
But now people are calling for them to press charges.
Sure, got it.
It needs to be a murder case.
Yes. They want that.
It was excessive use.
A force, for sure. I'm on board with you there with the rioting. I don't like looting. I don't understand the
purpose
too
far.
Behind.
Yeah, there's going too far for some things. Protesting is, but
it's really scary to me. There's fires. They're lighting buildings and stuff on fire. Mm-hmm. Just destruction.
It's like bringing back the whole LA riots back in, you know, OJ Simpson stuff.
Yeah. You know, so it's just like, it's crazy that here we are. You've continued to push and push and push, and now you're getting pushed back.
Yeah.
And it's scary because there are power in numbers.
I saw a really, I don't want to say it was a cool clip, but I saw a clip of a guy who was out there in Minneapolis who said, you know, we didn't start this. The police did.
Yeah.
When they killed George Floyd, they basically started this riot, and we're just answering. This is kind of what you get.
Yeah.
And like, I just felt that on a whole like a whole different level, and I was like, this is the cause and effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you expect people to do? To sit there and be like, oh, it's just another day? No, we're tired of it. There's been 4-5 Black people that were murdered, and they weren't murdered this month, but that we found out this month.
Right.
Are we kidding?
I want to also highlight that this was magnified, and this has gotten, I feel like, bigger because there was an issue over the weekend. They're calling her Central Park Karen, and she was playing with her dog in the park off leash. The dog was not supposed to be off leash. An African-American man who is an avid bird watcher asked her to put the dog on the leash, in which she went full white
tilt.
Women in danger.
Yeah.
You know, thank God he was recording, because you can hear her on the phone literally saying, I'm calling the police and telling them that there is an African-American male. You know, and why?
You don't need to specify,
you know,
his color. You really don't even need to specify that he was male. You could just be like, I feel unsafe. Can you, like, if she actually
if you,
was
right, would you have time to do all of that?
Would you need to?
So because that happened and because of how blatantly she was blatantly using her privilege to potentially endanger the life of this male. We all know that that's what she was doing.
By specifying African-American, you've almost kind of like sealed the deal that
he's a target at this point.
Right.
Put on his back. And yes, it could be any Black person in Central Park because Central Park is huge.
You know, so everybody was talking about this in the sense of like, thank God he was recording and had proof, because if that wasn't the case, things could have happened differently. You know, she was expecting for something bad to happen to this man, or else she wouldn't have addressed it and come about it in that way. So this happening and tensions already running high and people saying like, see, do you not understand how blatant this is and how often this happens? In addition to what happened with George Floyd, both of these things happening back to back and on top of each other has America sick. Just sick.
I'm over it. I don't really like it here right now.
Right. I was like, can I?
There's so much going on. Like, there's a pandemic and yeah, people are hunting Black people. And that's just where we live in 2020. Like, really.
So, I hope that. Go ahead, Benny. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, is there more room on the SpaceX flight so we all can just like bounce out of here for a little bit?
You know?
I just hope that, you know, peace or something is restored in Minneapolis soon. I hope that they get things. I know that it's not going to be resolved overnight. That's impossible because the system is set to oppress. Mm. But something, change needs to come, okay?
Change needs to come, like, for every, like, the whole country.
Exactly.
Like, regardless of Minneapolis, like,
SPDs,
it needs to go to a national level, like, yeah, instead of state level, because it's old and we haven't gotten anything done.
Yeah.
And it's just, honestly, it's so infuriating because it's like so many people have died in this exact same way and it just keeps happening. And it's like, we've not learned, like, why is it not changed? It's happened too many times for it to continue to happen and us to be getting, it's insanity. It's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing, hoping for different results, but it's like, this isn't changing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people, you know, like, you know, looking at the Twitter, you know, the tweet feeds and, you know, whatever, the Twitter machine. And like, Ice Cube didn't want to go on Good Morning America today. He just didn't feel like he wanted to talk about stuff. And that's a good start too. I mean, you know, cancel out.
People are too mad to right now.
Well, it's how to behave. And, you know, they're going to talk about it with him. And he's just like, you know what? It's obviously what's happening. And, you know, they want obviously an opinionated statement from him or whatever. And it's just like, and they'll go from there. But it's just like, you know what? No, we know what we need to do. But not me talking about it. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Exactly.
Got to do something. Change.
It is time for action.
Yup.
Yeah.
And if that means rioting in the street, well, so be it.
Yeah.
Over here, like, I'm ready.
Right, I'm like, Shantae.
I'm like going, I think everybody is off the MLK and we're going Malcolm X. Like, you saw?
Yeah,
I
did.
I think everybody is on the Malcolm X tip at this point.
I did see something last night on the Twitterverse where they were like, MLK has left the chat, Malcolm X has entered.
Like, I believe that. I truly do.
It's a wild year, ladies. A wild year.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not,
only May.
Yeah, I know. It's only May. And our next topic is just going to get even more wild. Yes. Before we go ahead and jump into our hot topic, what's hot right now, we're going to take another quick 2 to 3 minute break and tune in when you come right back.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. Going against the grain has never been this much fun. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did a review of the week and caught you guys up on the news surrounding George Floyd's murder, and as well as the Amy Cooper, Christian Cooper, Central Park situation.
Central Park Karen.
Yes. But now we're going to get into our hot topic, and we're talking about cancel culture, which is something that I feel like we talk about often, and we've talked about a few other big name celebrities who have been canceled last year and this. But more recently, there's been a few people who have popped up, and it begs the question, should we cancel culture, or is it warranted?
Yeah, and are people redeemable? Can you come back from that? Like, what?
And if we're keeping cancel culture, what does that actually mean? But let's get into who's been canceled
recently
this week. So Doja Cat.
Let's jump right into that one.
So Doja Cat has been under fire for some racist comments made in a tiny chat room. She's been a part of this group for many years now, and she uses racial slurs all the time. Particularly the N-word with a hard ER. And she's also naked about a third of the time. So there's a lot of nudity going on. And I mean, they're all adults. So that part is less concerning to me than the use of, you know, racial slurs against your own, you know, kind. But let's talk about that a little more. So Jasmine, for you, like, do you think Doja is canceled because of this?
It's funny that you say that, because I'm still in a place of, I wouldn't personally say that she is canceled. The situation surrounding the tiny chat stuff was like shady. It obviously was something that was never meant to be like shared with the public. Doesn't make it okay. And then she released a statement surrounding it,
which was,
you can tell that it was curated by her PR team, and I don't know how truly, what is the word I'm saying? Yeah, truly
sorry,
apologetic, genuine. Right, or sorry she is or was. However, I do feel like in this day and age, she went about it in the best way possible, because the world is going to eat you up if you don't say anything. So you might as well say something and own up to it and wait for the backlash to blow over, because it will. You were just on top of the world a week or two ago. You're going to live this through, and you're going to make it out all right. But I just hope that she's learned from this. She's 24. She's young.
I feel like the reason this is happening to her is because she received that number one. Like, she's super successful right now. But what I can't get behind with Doja is her, she seems super ingenuine,
that part.
And in a sense that it's not like her as a person, I think that she's almost as real as Cardi B. But what I mean in she feels ingenuine is that whenever she says sorry, she is not sorry. Right. She's only saying sorry because her team has said, look, Doja, it's not a good look. We can't have this on RCA. Clean it up. And she's like, well, I think it should be okay for me to show my boobs, but whatever, guys. Bye. Peace. Like, was that even an apology? And right. Like, naturally, I don't really care about her apologizing for showing her boobs. Do that. You do that all the time anyways. But like, you're a Black woman who profits off of being a Black woman. Like, you live off of your thick curves in your butt, and you have the gall to sit in a chat with majority white people and tear us down. And especially in the time that we're in.
That we're like, in, right.
Doja, you've got to explain yourself, because right now you're seeing like an Uncle Tom. Yeah. Auntie Tom. I don't know. I don't really like it. And just, I liked her post that she made because it did seem well-crafted. I was like, that's what she needed to say. But then she went and did that live, and I was like, Doja, right. Shut it down.
You're just beating a dead horse at this point.
You should have wrote the apology and then left it at that.
And if then taking a few days to yourself or something,
yeah,
you know?
Like, got off the internet.
She's still just like, oh, hey, y'all are mad at me? Here's me again, adding more fuel to the fire.
And she, like, addressed all the things that people were saying on the internet, like, me showing my boobs. Well, I'm going to get to that last because I'm going to do whatever I want. And then she's like, me saying the N-word, that's okay because I'm Black. And really, it's not. That's not a very good argument at all. Like, that's a terrible argument. Let's try again. But again, like Jasmine said, she's super young and she's got a lot to learn, but I hope she learns from it. But she's done stuff in the past and she's not learned from that. So it's just kind of like, insanity.
Yeah.
Again.
Next person on our canceled list, we're going to talk about Lana Del Rey. And
who?
Right. Lana Del Rey. She...
Is that a spot in California?
I hate you. So she recently made some statements in which people are casting her as racist. Now, it's short, so I'm going to read what was said just so that you guys can know what was... You can have your own thoughts.
You can have some context.
Yeah. Question for the culture. Now that Doja Cat, Ariana Grande, Camila Cabello, Cardi B, Kehlani, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce have had number ones with songs about being sexy, wearing no clothes, the F word, cheating, etc. Can I please go back to singing about being embodied, feeling beautiful by being in love, even if the relationship is not perfect, or dancing for money or whatever I want?
Benny's face.
Wow.
So how arrogant.
Yeah.
It's man. So like when we were reading it, our immediate thoughts weren't necessarily racist, but more along the lines of like, you're being very misogynistic towards female women. And also, why are you a Caucasian woman comparing yourself to a group of majority women of color?
When I read this, I immediately thought, not racist off jump, but kind of like, it seemed real Karen-esque, you know, like it's kind of like that would be a token Karen move. And I was like, Lana, that's not a good move for you. Also, who are you? Like, you're not even on the same level of any of those people, because I couldn't name one song of yours.
None Summertime of Sadness.
Oh, okay. I lied. I know that one.
I like that song.
So do I. I think it's in Great Gatsby.
As we digress,
I know it.
Yeah. Right.
But it's just like, of all the people she named, they're all women of color. They're all in a different, completely different category than her. And the content that they talk about in those genres would be that. So it's just kind of like,
yeah, a lot of these people are pop or like soul, R&B or whatever. And she's, I don't know what her sound is, but it's not, it wouldn't be considered pop.
I wouldn't put her with the likes of Beyonce. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me?
Stay in your lane, sweetie.
Maybe for like sales. That's about it. I mean, just quality of sales, but like she was very specific to who she was.
The fact that she even named names.
Right.
Well, yeah. And in that group in general, there are some similarities, I guess you could call it or whatever. But
right.
Did you have to say that?
Right.
What made you say that? Like, in specific, why did you be, why were you specific like that?
Right.
And I'll agree with you because I'm like, Lana, nobody is stopping you from making this music. You should have done that instead of made this post because this is bad.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I don't know that she, I don't really care. She's canceled.
How old
in my
is she, too, though?
Opinion.
She's 34.
With Lana, I just basically want her to learn from this, move on from it, and put out more music. I've listened to like her, they put on her latest body of work on At Work, and it's background music. You know, it's nothing. It's not like a Doja Cat song or like a Nicki Minaj song.
Or Nicki Minaj or Beyonce. The world doesn't stop when you drop an album. Like, I don't.
Moving on to our third canceled person or topic for this week before we go down a list of others, honorable mentions.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy.
So back in 2000, when he was on Saturday Night Live, he was about
26.
Yeah, he was my age. So he was 26, mid-20s here. He did blackface in an attempt to impersonate or do an impression of Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what happened, how this came up. I feel like maybe because of all the
other
stuff
clip
going on. Okay.
I'm sure it was Twitter.
Okay. Now.
Trolls.
I only heard about this situation because he issued an apology. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even know that this was happening until he spoke out about it. And I think he handled it very gracefully.
Yeah,
I think from, so comparison to Doja Cat to him, his apology or what he said, I think he coined, you know? And that hits differently when you can tell that it's coming from like their voice. It's their, you know,
I think Jimmy Fallon is redeemable and I like Jimmy. So I'm not quick to cancel him. I also have this I have a hard time with cancel culture because a lot of it is stuff that's happened in the past. And while the stuff is not right that's happened, people evolve and change. I'm sure today Jimmy Fallon would never even think to do blackface.
Yeah,
obviously because of like what's happened here, but just if this hadn't come out, I don't think that somebody that would try to profit off of that or put that
absolutely
out there. So it's just kind
this
of
was
like
20 years ago.
When do we let stuff die? Like these celebrities were normal people like us. We mess up. There's stuff that we've said, done, that if it were put out to the mass public, we would also be crucified. So it's like, how can they redeem themselves and why can they make no mistakes prior to being famous?
You know, nobody's perfect. Okay. And that brings me to like the rest of the list. Like you were saying, you know, there's people that we were talking about last night whom we forgot all about, that people were like, you know, oh yeah, they're canceled. Jussie Smollett's situation.
Absolutely canceled.
Recently have been trying to bring up Robert Downey Jr. and Tropic Thunder.
I bring that up a lot.
That was definitely blackface.
That was an offensive movie across the board because do you guys remember also Ben Stiller pretending to be like a
mentally
special?
Yes. He did play somebody with a disability. Yes. So, and that's something like where I feel like it can be argued or think that that's what the movie was. It was supposed to be ridiculous. And of course, why would you not cast a black person to play a black person in a film? You know, so it's one of those things where when it came out, we were too young, I think, to fully understand and grasp it. And I think as a culture, we were all in a different place. So it probably wasn't raising a whole bunch of red flags. But if you tried to drop a movie like Tropic Thunder now, it would be...
No, it's so weird too because watching it now is hard. like, I'm pretty sure I watched it, you know, back when it first came out, and it was like, why did they put Robert Downey Jr. in blackface?
Yeah.
But now I'm watching it, I'm like,
it's cringe.
It's cringy. Yeah. Like, this is actually bad and really offensive.
And speaking on that, actually, I do think Ben Stiller recently did face backlash for this character,
really?
For Simple Jack. I do think recently something was brought up surrounding that.
Good.
But next, Kanye.
He's canceled to
always.
Me.
You know, he is still in MAGA country. Bye.
He's in the sunken place. And until he finds his way out, I can't.
Summer Walker continues to consistently be problematic. I hope and praise that her PR team gets her together because she needs help. Boozy, canceled, sir.
He's just a mess.
Anytime an adult is involving illegal activity with minors, canceled.
Yeah.
T.I., going and getting your adult daughter hymen checked, canceled.
But also celebrating your 15-year-old son for having sexual relationships,
right.
Canceled.
Double standard and canceled. Chris Brown, it happened a while ago.
He's canceled.
He still beat Rihanna.
He beat Rihanna. He has anger problems. He's just a problem.
He needs help. The Dabbing Granny. Some of you guys might be familiar with her. Popular on social media for smoking Mary Jane. She's used the N-word in a very unfavorable way. And she's also white. Canceled. Stacey Dash in the sunken place. Canceled.
She's been in the sunken place since the 90s.
Gina Rodriguez. Canceled.
She's also canceled.
Kevin Hart. Canceled.
Yes.
And Oprah and Gail.
We can talk
about
I'm not going to say they're canceled.
We can talk about that.
But we have our eyes on both of y'all.
Right. And we're watching you very closely, okay?
All right. Let's get into our really quick recap.
Yes.
Let's just do a recap of Review of the Week and Hot Topic. Review of the Week. George Floyd's murder. Mm-hmm. Not the way.
Not at all.
It needs to end today.
Yes.
Moving forward, like, this can't continue to happen.
And I hope that this situation sets an example for other police departments across the country. And I hope that they reevaluate just how they
everything.
Yeah.
Who they're letting in the door. Like,
yeah.
This shouldn't be happening. It just shouldn't. Hot topic. Cancel culture. Is cancel cultured? Is it? Do you think it's necessary?
That's the tricky part. I don't necessarily believe in it. I do, however, 100% feel that people should be held accountable.
Absolutely.
For the things that they say
and take
and
personal
do.
Responsibility.
But I don't think that they need to be crucified for the rest of their life.
Right. I think past mistakes, I'm okay with more than like Doja Cat. That was a week ago that happened.
And I don't feel like she's remorseful.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's a tricky line, but I can't say that I stand cancel culture, but there are a few people whom I do not support. Or
and that, you know,
with.
We don't have to cancel them, but I won't be putting my money in your pockets.
You're never gonna get it.
Alrighty. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. We will catch you next week.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.